From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The White House says that cutting America's oil reserves would lower the federal deficit by nearly $17 billion over a decade. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
In the 1970s, the U.S. backed Israel in a war against Syria and Egypt. To retaliate, a group of Arab countries that sold oil refused to sell any to America. The U.S. decided it was time to build a nest egg. Sarah Ladislaw leads the energy program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The idea was that we needed to have some sort of emergency supply in case there was ever a politically motivated withdrawal of oil from the global marketplace.
Some say we don't need this stockpile anymore. Now the U.S. buys way less oil from other countries and produces a lot more, thanks in part to fracking. But Kevin Book from Clearview Energy Partners says that oil belongs to private companies, not the government.
You should not assume that private actors will be laying inventories aside for rainy days. That's not their job.
He says if the U.S. ever needs oil in a hurry, it's going to have to turn to the reserve. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.